News. Stay with Tina Good News.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich. Tom Bulkey, special guest earlier, still here in the studio with Mason Dixon.
That would be Mason Dixon.
And Tina Goodrich on the phone. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing there, Mason?
I'm doing real good, Tina.
Tom.
How's you?
So good. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So glad you're there, Tom.
Everybody is so good. Speaking of so good, let's talk laundry. Is there a big grand opening coming up soon?
Yeah, I thought we would start putting out for our grand opening, which will be September 1st.
September
1st. Is that Labor Day weekend?
How do you have a grand opening when you're already open? How does that work?
Well, we're doing a sort of like a grand opening for new ownership for taking over Village Coin Laundry and establishing Goodies Wash and Go, which we are just past our first month.
What kind of freebies you giving away? Little frisbees, keychains?
Well, we'll be doing some drawings throughout the day.
Caricatures.
I'm going to try to get in a coach wagon of some sort so we can have a coach wagon on site.
A coach wagon? A food truck?
Yeah, a food truck.
Oh, okay. I thought you was doing Little House on the Prairie whenever Coach
I've never heard of called a coach wagon.
Yeah, you would be a prime spot for a food truck, wouldn't you?
At the factories, they call them roach coaches.
Yeah, it's a great spot. There's plenty of parking, plenty of room. We could tuck them over there in the
Are you in the city
the
limits?
North side of the building.
Are you considered city limits?
What was that?
You're in the city limits at Goodies Wash and Go?
That is the city limits, and you probably have to get a permit. I was told before you have to get a permit for a food truck. I think they are limited. You know, you can do something, you know, every couple weeks or something like that. Not anything permanent. Although now, you know, there might be a permit where you can do something for the season. I noticed that the one coach kitchen over by the little grocery store there,
the Andy One Stop. Oh no,
Andy Stop.
Yeah, Andy One and Dun Stop.
Andy One Stop.
Yeah, that's that. What is it? The Fruit
Remember
Street
I had that
Market
listed at one time.
Is it not listed anymore?
It's not listed. He came off of the burner and decided to pull off for a little bit. But you know, I think he would still entertain somebody. If they were interested in a purchase there.
Yeah, everyone I'm has sure their price.
Well, I think that, you know, commercial is a little bit more tougher. You know, it's a tough bird, and sometimes it takes a couple rounds to really get it sold. I was in that hot seat with the asylum, you know, in with the laundromat. These are big purchases.
Yeah.
So commercial lenders don't like to lend on commercial as much anymore. Restaurants, I always, you know, get, we've met our quota, Tina. We're not doing any financing for restaurants.
Yeah.
They're tough. Commercial's a little tougher.
Well, they're not
opening,
tough. They're buttholes.
So what day is September the 1st?
September 1st is on a Friday.
Okay.
And I picked September 1st because we took over the laundromat on June 1st. This was a turnkey operation, so the sellers were in on the 31st, completed out the day, and then we started the beginning of the next day as ours, which was the 1st.
But Rob
so
has
that's our
good
anniversary date.
It's 3 months. It's your first trimester. But Rob
Dahl
had a good point. You should have had your grand opening on June the 2nd.
Why? Did I say that?
Well, you said how can you have a grand opening if you're already open?
True. But
reopening.
It's a rebranding, too. I mean,
I know, but they're waiting 3 months.
Restaurants do that, too. A new restaurant.
We had Tom Bulkey with Decorator's Choice. I know a lot of locals have noticed we did do a new paint scheme on the laundromat.
Yeah, I like that blue. It looks real nice.
Lots of compliments. Thank you.
Calypso.
I had to send that song, Calypso, to Mark and Tina before they could really remember the name of the color.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I just could not remember that name, but I love the name Calypso.
Rob got it instantly. I said
That's
it one time.
That's the turquoise color that you see up on top of the building. That wraps
and what
on top.
Color is your sign going to be?
I've been a Sherman's William paint. You probably can't get Calypso.
Did you say Sherman?
Sherman's, right?
Sherman, Sherwin Williams, isn't
Sherwin's.
It?
Sherwin's.
Yeah, Sherman's ice cream and
Sherman's ice cream.
You could probably get it in Sherman's ice cream.
I did go get it at Sherman's ice cream. Funny, you know, they're open till 11 o'clock, and they keep serving until the last person served.
Yeah. Wow. And that's a long line. I was talking about that earlier. That every time I drive by
the laundromat late,
I just like, that's a lot of stupid people right there.
Maybe you should have ice cream. Maybe Dippin' Dots. Get a Dippin' Dots.
No.
Hello?
Hello?
12 o'clock.
We lost you. We lost you there. Just before you said 11, 12 o'clock, what did you say? We had a little digital hit.
I was saying I get done with the laundromat about 11, 12 o'clock at night.
And then you go to Taco Bell?
The two places that are hopping at 11 o'clock is Sherman's and Taco Bell.
Yeah. Loqueo Taco Bell. Everybody wants to go. They really want to poop in the morning, so they go to Taco Bell late at night.
Crab dog.
Well, that's really
Taco Bell.
Toxic hell. That's why they call it.
Wrapped around their window and around the back every night at 11 o'clock.
You should see how that is in a college town.
I thought Burger King was open until 3 a.m.
And Sherman's, definitely a shout out for Sherman's. They're doing an excellent job. A few times I've gone by there at 11 o'clock, and they're still open with the line out the door.
Yeah, that's like 11 in the morning, too. I can't believe how many people will stand out there that long for an ice cream cone. I can't believe it.
I got the cherry ice cream, and I'm telling you, it was the best.
Would you stand in line for an hour and a half for it?
No, at 11 o'clock, there's about maybe five people in line.
Okay. Well, let's ask the question. If it was 6 p.m., would you stand in line for an hour and a half for a scoop of cherry ice cream?
I have stood in Sherman's line for half an hour plus.
Oh, man.
Was you entertaining out-of-town guests, or was you entertaining some real estate clients, or was you just there for yourself?
Generally for myself.
That's dedication.
Get a craving for Sherman's. I'm telling you, at 11 o'clock, I'm so surprised that, you know, they are still going. But she told me they serve until the last person served after 11.
Well, I went to Culver's today, and they had the Blackberry Crunch.
Blackberry Crunch.
I think Culver's closes early.
You shouldn't be eating that stuff that early in the morning.
That early in the morning for a Saturday morning.
Yeah, but we need to. It's early. We need to take a break. We'll be back with more Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Rob Bird's
Moondog Show. If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Mason Dixon here in the studio, as well as Tom Balky, Decorator's Choice. And, of course, Tina Goodrich is on the phone. And, Tina, I hear you got a couple blueberry farms for sale.
We do. I just listed with my new co-agent, Lanice Karatashe, is our new agent, of course, with Jakeway. And we are teaming up doing some stuff together. We just listed two blueberry farms that have been in the Blair family for many years, 50 plus. She had, and this is part of the estate of the Blair family. We have a 19.3 acre blueberry farm that's mm-hmm. producing blueberries. They are getting a production off of that one. There's no irrigation on this one. It's just all natural. Growing with Mother Nature. But adjacent to this 19.3 acres, which is located in Casco Township on Desirable 62nd, mm-hmm. It's adjacent to the other farm, which has a nice large pond, a 45 by 70 pole barn.
Do they irrigate out of their pond?
And you can irrigate from that pond if you chose to buy both of them.
Okay.
So the other one adjacent is on 104th and 62nd and is actually frontage on 104th. It has 18 acres. Now this farm, it got away from the kids, and there's a lot of brush and some trees that are growing up into the blueberries, which is not uncommon if you don't take care of a blueberry right. farm regular. That's what happens. Mother Nature can take it back real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have still has some nice berries on it. Old school berries, such as the Jerseys, the Blue Crop,
Elliot's.
The late Elliot. These come in late in the season after the Jerseys and the Blue Crop have been picked. But what I like about this farm is these are old berries. We have a lot of hybrids now in our area.
Older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah, this one here just needs to be cleaned up or would be a great place to build. I have noticed some building going on some of these farms, such as the orchards and fruit farms. This could be a possibility because yes. it's got some nice clearing in the back.
Well, speaking of clearing.
There's no well or septic on either one. But it does have a very nice large pond that could be used for irrigation or maybe for the new future build of a home there.
Is there fish in that pond?
Yes, there is fish in the pond. But again, nobody's done a lot of caretaking on this particular farm where the trees got away or the bushes got away from them.
Well, what you got to do is make it a tourist attraction and you say, you pick Blueberry Farm and then you have your loppers and cutters and all that. You have that available. It's like, well, you going to pick out blueberries, you might want to take some of these cutters and trimmers with you because you're going to need to cut them down. Next thing you know, you get the tourist to trim it all up for you.
You're thinking of the stories of Tom Sawyer.
You got to love blueberries. You have to love farming. Blueberries, it's not for everybody. It's dedication. You've got to always be spraying them,
Not if it's organic.
Trimming them, brush hogging, picking. This was a hand-picked farm for many years. They did hand-picking and did a lot of organic growing there for the market. Mm-hmm. But now it could be a couple of things. It would be a great area for somebody to build on. These 2 acre farms are $200,000 each. So you got one 18 acres with a 45 by 70 pole barn. It has a walk-in cooler in it. It has the pond, and you do have berries that need some attention. Yeah. $200,000 on 104th. The other one is on 62nd, which is a very desirable road. I love 62nd all the way down to as far as you can go to Finville, as far as north, anyways. But that stretch there has a 19.3 acre blueberry farm, and that one is getting a production. And they're getting approximately somewhere around $12,000 to $15,000 a year in production.
Do they got electricity on that one?
What's that, Mason?
You said that the first one has a pole barn with a cooler, so there's electricity right. on the first one. Is there electricity right. on the second one, too?
No. So on this one, on the 62nd property, what you have is a production. You do have an income coming from the 19.3 acres. They've been caretaking that one and getting a production from that one. The other one, the trees have kind of consumed the bushes, but over there you have the pole barn and the pond. If you bought both of the farms, which are owned by the Blair family, you can irrigate from that adjacent property. So there's an area there where both properties meet and touch, and there's a ditch line purposely made for the irrigation from that pond. So mm-hmm. that would be the advantage for somebody if they were to buy both farms.
Right.
They're $200,000 in each. I'm sure if you bought them both, probably get a better deal. Neither one of them have well and septic. So if you wanted a well, you'd have to drill a new well or have
you
a
just
septic.
Drink the pond grid. Water if you want.
Or you could drink the pond water. Now, the It'll pond is great. If you get on Google and you Google 62nd parcel C or 104th parcel A, you get on there and Google those sites, you can get to some of the photos, and there's some great photos that you can view on the berries, the farm. You'll be able to see the pole barn. And any questions, of course, you can always text me or give me a call. Mm-hmm. Me and Lanise are both heading this off, so either one of us can take you out and give you a tour of maybe a building site, or at least show you where the pond and where the berries are. And, of course, property lines.
Right.
You know all about that.
A lot of farms yes. in these areas.
We can show you where the berries are. I like that.
Show you where the berries are. We do have people in this area that are now looking at these blueberry farms to, you know, make them a homestead.
Right.
So there's a possibility of putting a new home, you know, somewhere towards the back. There's some great clearings there, some great building spots. Pole barn's already yeah. there. The one, if you want the berries to continue or just let Mother Nature take them back over, they're right yeah. in that, you know, in that.
Fiona, you can do whatever you want with it, but we need to take a break here, Tina. When we come back, we'll have more real estate talk with Tina Goodrich on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Get your tickets now to the only event of its kind. The first annual Ram Salute is a music festival class reunion celebrating the graduates of South Haven High School. On August 26th at Lake Arvesta Farms, this over 21 event will be on an island. Yes, you heard it, an island. Five bands featuring headliner Nate Barnes will rock you all day and into the night. Go to ramsalute.com for tickets before they are all gone and you are sad. That's ramsalute.com. We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Tom Bulkey here in the studio.
Hi.
And Mason Dixon. I always like when I make a little change there, throw you guys off
good
a little
morning,
bit.
Good morning, everybody.
Tina Goodrich. Tina Goodrich, Let's Talk Real Estate is on the phone. Good morning again to you, Tina.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody.
Everybody
love
out there.
About real estate. Always goes by so quickly.
It does.
It's our last segment. I thought we'd talk a little bit about some of the new listings. If you noticed down on County Road 687, which is also 66 north of Phoenix, we did put under contract 00839, the little blue ranch home with a full basement.
Congratulations.
That we did go under contract, is pending.
Mm-hmm.
Further down, if we continue down across Baseline, about a mile on the right, we got 12166 Street, a little farmette with 5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a fixer-upper.
It is a fixer-upper.
But it's got some great beginnings for it. It does have the 5 acres. It's a nice wooded lot in the back. It's got trails through it, so it'd be great for the kids. Maybe a little hunting. I'm not sure if you can do enough on 5 acres.
What's that one listing for?
That one's listed for $175,000, which is great for our market right now.
Right.
You know, we don't have a lot of inventory.
That's half.
And if
what
you're
I've
looking for a farmhouse for 5 acres, maybe for the kids, to this would be a great little starter home for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Young couple, or if you're looking to downsize and you want a project.
And a great place to bury the intruders out there in those 5 acres.
Rob Dog.
Well, you got this raised garden already established. So you could do some organic farming. If you're into chickens, you definitely can have chickens. I'm not sure about any like livestock or anything like that, but you might be able to do some pigs.
You certainly do some pigs and some goats back there.
Yeah, you probably could do some goats. Cute, and it's not far from South Haven. We're talking within 5 miles. So you're, you know, just at Kibbe Corner North, approximately a couple miles. Anyways, that one is under a contingency. So I thought we'd talk about a little bit about contingency.
All right. What's the contingency on that house?
The people who sell it.
Generally, the buyer is making an offer contingent that his home sells, or maybe contingent until he may get his funding.
Yeah. Can you do one about winning the lottery? It's contingent on if I hit the lottery.
Winning the lottery. Generally, those offers don't get taken.
No.
But if you have a home that you're going to list or get ready for the market, then a seller on the other end may take that offer, which we did, on a contingency that this buyer sells his home.
Mm-hmm. And how long does he have to sell it?
Well, he has X amount of days to be able to sell his home, whichever's in the contract.
Well, what standard?
A contingency, somebody else could knock him off the plate, which means another buyer could come in, like the home, make his offer, and then it would go back to the original buyer and give him X amount of days to perform to purchase. And if he can't do it in that X amount of days, then the next buyer can come in.
Do they get to find out what the offer was, or they got to just do it blindly?
No. The offers are never told.
Even if you have the same realtor?
Those are kept with your listing agent only, and with, of course, the buyer's agent, who's ever in the contract. You never tell what the offer is. Excuse me. You never tell what the offer is, because that next person's going to make his offer.
Right.
He won't know what to go on if he doesn't know.
Okay, so say that the property's under a contingency, and then a couple number two comes in, and they offer something, and it's a little bit less. Can the owner come back with a counter offer, or do they got to wait till the contingency passes?
Oh, they can negotiate a deal on the while the other contingency's under contract. Again, and they end up coming to a an agreement, then we go back to the original buyer, give him an X amount of days to perform if he wants the home. And then that's why this first buyer is adamant about selling his home.
Mm.
So when you ask for a contingency, you've got to be on the fire to get your home sold. There's no, you know, sitting around waiting. Got to get it priced correctly, and it needs to move.
Okay.
Because he's under a contingency. That means he could be knocked off the plate. Another buyer can come in. Mm-hmm. So he's got to be aggressively about selling his home to get that one. So 12166 Street, still showing, even though it's on a contingency.
Yeah, you got about another minute and a half. How about that 1010 St. Joe? Is that still around?
We have an open house tomorrow from 12 to 2 on Sunday on 1010 St. Joseph, which is a fabulous little bungalow.
Cute little house. I like that house.
Yeah, just a skip from South Beach. You're like 7 or 8 blocks from the entry to the South Beach. Not too much comes up on the market there. So if you got a chance, come by the open house tomorrow, 12 to 2, and you get to take a peek at this one.
And how much is that?
I'll be your host. So if you have any questions, again, on anything we talked about.
Yes.
How much
was
that? How much is the 1010 St. Joseph?
The 1010 St. Joseph is $350,000. Which is, we talked about how we have priced ourselves in the city limits to 500 and above. So this is a great little bungalow. It's 2-bedroom, 1,125 square foot. Very simple, original
floor
plan.
Wide open. That,
yeah.
And I hear that, Big Boy is for sale.
Big Boy did hit the market. Everybody was waiting for them to reopen, Mason. And I just knew he was going to resell it.
30 seconds,
Tina.
So, yeah,
$1.3 million for the Big Boy.
I guess probably.
Which is not bad for somebody like Panera or for the steakhouse.
No, that would be nice. A steakhouse certainly would be nice. But, Tina, we have run out of time, so if you want to give us your contact information, that'd be great.
So, yeah, shoot me a text if you'd like. If you have any questions about maybe listing your property or have any questions about the show, you can always go back to our podcast for previous shows. But they get a hold of me, 269-759-1076. And you can find me on social media with Liz with Tina and LizWithTina.net. And yeah.
You can find her. Give her a Google if you really want to.
You can come to the laundromat.
Come to the laundromat. Say hi to Tina. She's there all the time. But Tina, thank you. But we've got to get Mason to get us out of here.
Thanks, Tina, and thanks, Rhyme Dog. Yeah, folks, if you want to go back and listen to this great show or any of the others, go to moondogshow.com. If you want to hire Rhyme Dog for your Moondog Productions video needs, go to moondogpro.net. Trustin' Bird Band has that music, so go to trustinbirdband.com. Listwithtina.net for all your real estate needs. HODfilm.com for that House of David Life Everlasting. Ramsalute.com for getting your tickets. And go to Facebook and get a discount. And we want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, and of course our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, that's DCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County. Of course, there's special guest Tom Volke, that's DecoratorsChoiceSH.com. And don't forget me, RacingMason.com. All right, y'all, we're going to howl at the Moondog on the count of three. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Ow!
Howl at the Moondog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.